Exclusive New Mexico Republican Mark Moores. If we get Republicans out to vote, we will win special election. By Sean Moran on May 19, 2021. New Mexico's first congressional district Republican candidate Mark Moores told Breitbart News during an exclusive interview Wednesday that if Republicans and conservatives come out to vote during the special election, they will flip the district red. New Mexico will hold a special election to replace Deb Haaland, who is now Secretary of the Department of the Interior, on June 1. Moores, a New Mexico state senator, hopes to defeat New Mexico State Representative Melanie Stansberry, D. Although the district has leaned Democrat over the last several cycles, Moores told Breitbart News that with a surge of grassroots conservatives and Republican votes, they can flip the district ahead of the pivotal 2022 midterm elections. Democrats have a historically slim majority in the House, and Republicans have a strong chance of taking back the House in 2022. Moores told Breitbart News he feels very confident about taking the seat, especially given the low turnout expected for the special election. "Turnout is very low, and if we get our base out and Republicans out, we will win this race," he said. Moores said that he worked to expose Stansberry's radical views, including the Breathe Act, which he said is anti-police. He also noted that crime has spiked in New Mexico recently. "The Breathe Act is one of the most radical and progressive anti-police, anti-law enforcement, and it even calls for a 10% reduction in military spending. And in a military-rich state like New Mexico, and also with the incredible crime rate like New Mexico, it just proves how out of touch she is with the district," he said. "The Breathe Act is the George Floyd Act on steroids," he added. Moores continued, "Crime is absolutely out of control, especially in central New Mexico and Albuquerque. Being the biggest city, over 50 murders in this year alone, which is about 70% higher than last year, which was a record year. And it's just out of control with the drug trade and the murders happening." Moores said that if Congress passed the Breathe Act, it would make New Mexico more dangerous and less prosperous without question. Stansberry has also said that she does not want to spend a single dollar on completing the southern border wall. Stansberry said she believes in social justice. In contrast to Stansberry, Moores said he has served in the New Mexico State Senate as a strong conservative who could work across the aisle on issues such as infrastructure. He also said that his experience as a business owner in the healthcare world gives him a unique perspective. "Last year, we were on the front lines of COVID, and I personally conducted thousands of COVID tests myself with patients who are sick. We combated the COVID pandemic firsthand," he added. Moores also said that Stansberry has been working to raise taxes on Americans while he worked to advance conservative issues in the New Mexico State Senate. "She's raised taxes by $500 million in just 3 years, including the gas tax, raised taxes on health insurance, income tax, property tax. Every tax she's ever seen, she's wanted to raise it," Moores said. "She has a proven track record of being a far-left progressive, and that's out of touch with New Mexico." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.